There's yet another challenge to a student outreach on a university campus. All eyes are on Kenya's election, and a ministry launches hope to reach one-fifth of the world's population. How? We'll provide the details on this and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been another challenge to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, this time at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Greg Howe, InterVarsity's National Field Director, says,
at the beginning of January, the university revoked our recognition on campus, prohibited us from using rooms for meetings and other kind of student access things.
On Monday,
we met with the university to express our concern about that. And at that point, the university offered to give us recognition as an exception to their non-discrimination policy.
InterVarsity is asking the university to change the policy to guarantee religious groups the freedom to choose their own leaders. The reality is, if it doesn't change, they could be facing the same scenario years down the line. But Howe says,
even if we don't have formal access to the university buildings, ministry is going to still continue. The church has spent 2,000 years learning how to do ministry in places where the government or the officials don't want you to meet officially. And we're confident the gospel is going to move forward.
Elsewhere, Kenya is at a crossroads. The first election under Kenya's new constitution will take place on March 4th. But there's pressure to keep Islam and Sharia law as influential forces. Open Doors USA says religious freedom hangs in the balance. Kenya made its first appearance on Open Doors' World Watch List this year due to violence and heightened insecurity. Ask the Lord to guide the election process. Pray harassment against Christians would stop. This is Mission Network News. Typhoon Bofa. It was the world's deadliest disaster in 2012, killing over 1,000 people in the Philippines. Operation Mobilization has an active presence there. OM leaders visited recently to assess the damage. They found 500 homes destroyed in one village alone. So far, OM is providing water filters, medicine, and the hope of Christ, but could reach more people with your support. Come alongside them at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, college students around the world need internships in order to graduate. Perhaps you're in need of one, or maybe you know somebody who is. Howie Hooper with Orphan's Heart.
We're looking for willing students who can give 5 weeks to serve the Lord. And there's not a better way to do that than to serve the Lord and impacting the lives of children as you do that.
Hooper says you can get involved in three areas of the world.
One in Guatemala, where we work at a malnutrition center. In Uganda, actually, we have an orphanage over there. And then we also have the opportunity to serve in Miami at our international headquarters.
Feeding and loving kids or organizing trips are just a few ways to earn credit. Hooper says it's more than that, though.
We are sharing God's love everywhere that we go. And what a wonderful opportunity for these young students to share their love and to be the light in a dark world.
Today is the deadline to apply. We have a link at our website. And it's going to take your help for one-fifth of the world to hear about Christ.
One out of five people on planet Earth lives in China and therefore can speak Mandarin. It's essential that the gospel be available in the heart language of one-fifth of the world that God so loves.
Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says they have a radio program called A Word With You. Airing it in Mandarin could reach millions for Christ.
The Chinese culture is a storytelling culture. This story-based format that leads to the gospel and to scripture could have a really powerful impact on people in China. Our prayer is that this might help introduce many to our Lord.
Can you help? Find a link on missionnetworknews.org. Pray the Lord would provide resources to get His word into China. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.